This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this steamy morning. Well, those of you that didn't like the winter and you wanted the heat, you got it. And there's a lot more coming, so be careful today. If you're going to be outside, either working in the garden, or you're going to be doing some painting or repair work, drink lots of liquids, take frequent breaks, try and work in the shade if at all possible, wear a hat to give you some shade, and limit your time in the garden. Do a little bit when you start to get really hot, come back in and go out later. But don't say, I'm going to spend the day in the garden today. It's going to be way too hot. And it's not just in Maine where I live. It's the entire country is in this big dome of heat that's cooking everybody. The one thing I would like for you to do is this. I would like for you to walk around your property. We've had thunderstorms, some showers. They haven't done a heck of a lot because they don't last. But check to see if you have any standing water. It could be a pot that you have on your deck or patio, and it's in a saucer. If the saucer has water in it, drain it, because mosquitoes can breathe in that water. If you have a stack of pots or a wheelbarrow or any kind of container that's upright and has water in it, turn it upside down, drain the water out so that you eliminate the areas where mosquitoes can breathe. Now, if you have a self-watering container, or if you have a water barrel that's attached to your downspout, and you're watering your plants from there, a self-watering container or a water barrel is the place where mosquitoes will breed by the hundreds, if not thousands. So if you do have those types of containers, you need to have water in them. And the way to eliminate mosquito populations is with a product made by Summit Responsible Solution. And you can buy it at all of your local nurseries or garden center. And it's called a mosquito dunk. Looks like a little donut. And the active ingredient is Bacillus thuringiensis and a special variety that will kill only mosquitoes. You put it in your water well for your self-watering container. you put it in your water barrel, and it will send out a disease that occurs in nature that will only affect mosquitoes. And that way they have no place to breathe in your yard. And that means fewer mosquitoes for you when you're outside. So any container that has water, flip it over. Now, if you have a fish pond or you have a bird bath, you can buy something called mosquito bits, which is the same thing as the dunk, except in a bird bath, you don't need a big dunk. You just need some bits. And it won't hurt the birds, and it will prevent mosquitoes from breathing in your bird bath. You can put it in, if you have animals and you have a trough for them to drink out of, you can put the dunk in there, and that will keep the mosquitoes out. If you have a fish pond, put the dunk in there. But again, go to your local nursery, garden center, and it will eliminate the problem that mosquitoes can create. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marlene from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about gypsy moth eggs.
Uh-oh. Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Well, I had a lot of caterpillars, so you know that means I have a lot of moths, and I have now they're hatching the eggs, and they even hit my watering can. They're laying on the side. But if I just scrape them off on the ground, they're still going to
breed.
Yep. So what can you do? Can you spray them? Or?
Okay. Last week I was in Weston, Massachusetts, and I went to the largest flea market in Massachusetts in that town? It's up near Sturbridge on Route 20. Anyways, there were so many gypsy moths that you had to literally walk with one hand brushing them from landing on you. And as I looked around, they had eaten all of the leaf trees and had started and were doing a good job on the pine trees. And the more I looked, I was finding that the white moth is the female, and she's the one that lays the eggs. The one that's gray in color is the male, and the male will fertilize the eggs once the female has laid them. And the trees, telephone poles, tents, vehicles, the moths were laying eggs on them. So what you want to do, if you just scrape them and they fall to the ground, they're going to hatch. So take like a string bean can, fill it about a third of the way with water, and then put a squirt of soap, Dawn or Joy or any kind of a liquid soap that you would wash dishes with. And you just take a putty knife, scrape the eggs into the can, and collect as many as you can. You'll never get them all because they start at the ground and they go to the top of the tree. But the more you can remove, the less damage you'll have next year. Look on your tool shed, on your garage, on the house, trees, poles, campers, trailers, anything like that. Scrape them off in the soapy water. And then when you're done, just take them, dump them in your toilet, flush it into your septic, and goodbye eggs. They'll rot right in the septic tank, and they'll never have a chance to create a problem for you.
Oh, that's easy to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, my next question is, I was on vacation. I had started my seed pots, my veggies, some of the veggies, in pots, and so because my garden is and water supply is not near it, so I just made the pots bigger. Well, now it's being so dry, and I don't know if I want to put them in the garden. Like, what size? I have watermelons that are getting watermelons on them already, and I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, what size pot? Does a watermelon have a large root mass? What size pot could I just put them in? Maybe just do containers of them.
Yeah, what I would do, and it's a great container. There is a container made with landscape fabric, and it is an absolutely wonderful container. It will last for several years. You fill it full of soil and plant directly in it. And most nurseries and garden centers carry it. And what's nice is in the winter, you pull it up against the house or the garage and leave it there. You don't need to bring it inside.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome to the Paul Palin Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We were talking about containers that you can plant in now that will work real well. Well, it's called a smart pot, and it's made with landscape fabric. And they did a test at the University of New Hampshire two years now. And what they did is they put clay, ceramic, wood, plastic, and the smart pot of various sizes on an asphalt paved area at the university. And they planted the same veggies according to the size of the container. And the container that gave the best result out of wood, ceramic, plastic, and any other container on the market was a smart pot. It got rid of the excess water. It got rid of the heat because it's a fabric. And you get a day where it's 90. The container, if it's plastic or ceramic or clay, holds the heat in. But the smart pot is a fabric that they use to control weeds. And the heat could dissipate, cooling the root system and eliminating stress. So go down to your local nursery, give them a call. And for things like tomatoes, cucumbers, melons, pumpkins, watermelon, you would need either a 15-gallon or a 20-gallon pot. Either one of those two. And if you wanted to do like green peppers, a 10-gallon. If you wanted to grow salad greens, a 7-gallon. And they have bigger also. But it's a great way to grow plants, especially when you have a lot of heat. And when you water, it absorbs what it needs, and it gets rid of the excess wonderful pot. And then in the winter, you don't have to put it inside a building so that it doesn't break. You just leave it outside up against the building. In the spring, dump the soil in your wheelbarrow, condition it with some cocoa fibers, compost, peat moss, whatever. Fill them again and replant, and they will last for years. Great product, and I'm sure you'll have good results. I grew garlic in it. Fantastic results. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kelly from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about knockout roses.
Kelly, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. So I'm sort of a beginner gardener, but last year I got three knockout roses, and they did great all summer. And this year, I got a few buds in the beginning of the year, and now a lot of the branches don't have any foliage on them, and some of the leaves are, like, yellow, or they've got, like, spots, you know, like dry spots on them, and I don't have any more buds. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Okay. First of all, roses require 3 to 5 gallons of water per week. Okay?
Okay.
So 3 to 5 gallons of water per plant per week. And when you get 90-degree days like we've been getting, then keep it closer to the 5 gallon. Pour it around the plant or use the hose and try to not wet the foliage. Number two, use a good general purpose rose spray. Bayer makes a good product. Bonide makes a great product that will take care of diseases and insects on your plant. And then the other thing is, where you have had a blossom, the first leaf underneath the bloom is in 3 segments. The next one is in 5, and you want to make a cut just above the second set of 5. And if any branches have nothing, prune them back. For weeks now, I've been telling you about natural alternative organic mosquito, tick, and flea control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternatives parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal
abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. And if you need some help, you give us a call. Also, if you would like to be on a priority list for our trip to the national parks, if you could send me an email today, and we will put you on that priority list. The national park trip that we are taking will be next year during late June, early July. And it's going to be a very, very unique trip. We're going to be spending the 4th of July in Yellowstone National Park. And just that alone, I think, is going to be something that will bring an awful lot of excitement to you. But we're going to Mount Rushmore, the Crazy Horse Monument. We're going to the battlegrounds of Custer's Last Stand, the Badlands National Park, the Tetons National Park, and a lot more. So if you'd like to be on the list, and it's we can only take 50 people because we're staying in lodges in the national park, not hotels, but lodges, like log cabins and things. There's also going to be time to go and see the buffalo on a guided tour. And we're going to a covered wagon supper. Eat out on the plain like the pioneers in the wagons did. So if you'd like some information and you'd like to be put on that list, email me today. And my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. We have about 30 people that have already sent me a note. Again, the bus only holds 50 people. So if you'd like to be on the priority list before it's open to everybody else, send me an email today. They'll contact you during the week. And all we need is your name and phone number, and we'll take it from there. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sven from Maine. He's got a question about the AgriFoss.
Okay, good morning. How can we help you with the AgriFoss today?
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for taking my call. I followed your instructions and a couple of weeks ago and bought some AgriFoss that I sprayed on my ornamental plants to prevent the mildew fungus. I may have been guilty of increasing the dosage a little bit, a little strong, perhaps. But what's happening now is that the leaves are I'm getting a lot of leaf burn. They're turning brown at the edges and on all the plants, rhododendrons, hydrangeas, etc., etc., roses as well. Is there anything that I can do to prevent further damage, stop what is going on, or do you have any other suggestions to save my plants?
Now, when you sprayed it, was it hot out?
Say that again, please.
When you applied the AgriFoss to your plants, was it hot out, temperature-wise?
It was during the day, yeah. I don't think it was one of the hotter days. It's about a week ago. It wasn't that hot as it is today, for example. It was yesterday.
Okay. And this is affecting all of the plants.
Yes, it is. And the plants are mostly in the shade, so they're prevented from direct or don't get direct sunlight for most of the day.
Okay. These areas, these shrubs that you have sprayed, have you watered them in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, yes. They receive a lot of water these days. I water them a little bit probably every second day.
Okay. Because it's between the heat and I know where I live here in Kennebunk, we're down 6 inches of rainfall, which is an awful lot. I would try, if you're irrigating and you're still getting some browning, why don't you get a liquid fertilizer and spray the foliage and soak the ground. Now, there's a couple good ones that can be absorbed through the foliage and through the root system. There is a product made by Organica, which is an all-organic fertilizer, and it's called GROW, G-R-O-W. It's in a green and yellow bottle, and every place that you find like Hollytone or Plantone should have the GROW. The other product would be the Neptune's Harvest fertilizer. And then again, you'd spray the foliage and soak the ground, and that should help to prevent any further burning to that plant.
Okay.
You see, one of the reasons that I recommend the AgriFoss is it was developed by the grape industry in France to prevent diseases on grape plants. And grapes are really, really tender, and it's recommended to control diseases on tomatoes and on cucumbers and squashes and vegetables like that that are a lot more tender than a rhododendron or an azalea or something like that, which is almost woody compared to the vegetables. So, you know, did you like double the recommended rate?
I think I did by kind of a mistake. I made a foolish mistake, and I think then I doubled the amount of chemicals in the bottle. I may even have tripled it, so that's my error, of course, my bad. But yep. I'm just surprised to see how much burn is going on.
Yep. I would just get a liquid food on there, soak the foliage with either the Grow from Organica or the Neptune's Harvest, and I would continue to water the plants every couple of days. And when you're watering, don't do it for like 20 minutes. Do it for an hour. And really saturate the ground where dry, where hot. And I think if you can do that, you're going to see a big difference. And the plants should recover.
Okay. Yeah, I have it on an automatic irrigation system, so I can easily program that to soak it pretty well.
Okay. One thing that you can do that would tell you how much water you're putting down. If you eat tuna fish, or if you have a dog or a cat and you have the little tuna fish size cans, or okay. maybe just some like the little Pyrex dessert dishes, they're like 4 or 5 inches across, take the tuna fish cans or cat food, dog food cans, or the Pyrex dishes, put them in the flower bed where your rhododendrons and plants are, turn on your sprinkler, and you should be putting in about a half an inch of water at one time. And that way you can either increase or decrease, but you should be giving them a good half inch to help to thin out the product that you've put on the plant.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I think I can do that pretty easily. It's with the sprinkler system, it's pretty easy to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, I will try that.
Okay.
And just for information, I sent you an email as well about this problem, but you don't need to respond to that. But I appreciate your advice here today.
Anytime at all, sir, and let us know how you make out, okay?
Okay, very good. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Maureen from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about her blueberries.
Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out? Hi.
Yes, hi. You've been very helpful in the past. So my problem is about my blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some history. They're about 8 years old, and we pruned them for the first time in March. I think we were pretty light in the pruning, but we fertilized at that time with halitone and ammonium sulfate.
Okay.
And then we fertilized again in probably early June. The leaves look good, but we don't have a lot of berries. But what's even weirder is we don't have a lot of ripe ones. Most of them are green. I've got a few, but not even enough to warrant going out and picking. I don't think I'd get very much. And that's kind of unusual. This is the first time that we've had that issue.
Yeah.
I don't see evidence of birds, you know, animals doing anything. So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure what's up.
Well, I'll tell you, we have about maybe 3 miles from my house a pick-your-own strawberry and a pick-your-own blueberry farm. And yesterday, for the first time, they opened to allow the public to come in and pick. And they the sign said, open Saturday and Sunday only due to the ripening berries. So they're running behind schedule. They are irrigating. And it could be that if you pruned a lot of the tips of your branches, that you remove some of the flower buds that were on there.
Well, no, we went down, and I think when I read it said to take it down to the ground. So the ones we took out were older, and we went down to the ground to take those out to open up the area.
Okay. Do you have a computer?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to type into your computer today, University of Maine blueberries. There is a video made by the University of Maine on how to prune blueberries, and take a look at that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? Now, the other thing is water. If you don't water, it will affect next year's crop. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Phone number is toll free, and you can call us any single Sunday from 6 o'clock until 8, until 10 rather, and that phone number is 855-660-4261. Remember, go to my website. If you miss a program, we have an archive where you can go to listen to the podcast of the program during the week, or you can listen live if your station is not carrying it. So you can listen live, you can listen to the podcast, and while you're there, sign up for our free weekly email newsletter. How can you beat that? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gene from Massachusetts, and he's got a question about his rhododendron.
Gene, how can we help you with your rhododendron today?
Yes, good morning, Paul. You're always so very helpful for me. I have a rhododendron which is about 30 years old. It's about 6 feet high and about 20 feet long. And for the last couple of years, the branches have been dying. This year, only like the top 12 inches of the plant have leaves and flowers. Is there any way of saving it?
So all of the branches only have foliage on top.
That's correct.
and from the top down, it sticks.
Is dead, right? Yeah.
Okay, I would tell you what I would do, and I'll explain to you why. Several years ago, I went to a house to do a consultation, and the first place we went to, the wife took me to the back of her garage, which overlooks her deck, and told me that her husband was going to paint the garage, and she was leaving for the weekend with some girlfriends to have some time together. The husband started to paint the garage. There was a 6-foot rhododendron by 6-foot. And because he couldn't get behind there, he took the chainsaw and he cut it to 18 inches. She came home and she said, I wanted to kill him. And I told her, listen, the plant's still alive. Get some Holytone, feed the plant, and this was during June, feed it again in the fall around September, and in the spring it's going to make a lot of new growth. It made some during the summer, but in the spring it exploded. And this was 3 years ago. Went by the house a week and a half ago, and that rhododendron is 7 feet tall and 7 feet wide. So, I don't want you to cut the whole plant down, but what I'd like to have you do is to cut back half of the plant. So, like every other branch, cut it to about 18 inches from the ground. Feed it with the Holytone. And in the spring, those stumps will create brand new shoots. And that will make foliage at the base of the plant. And once that begins to grow, then you take the remaining half of your plant, and you cut those to 18 inches, and over the course of 3 or 4 years, you've rebuilt the entire plant from the ground up. Now you've got foliage from the ground up, and your plant will be a lot prettier to look at. It will flower better, and it will grow a lot better. So don't be scared. Every other plant, every other branch, take it out, and you can wait until the fall and say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Okay?
And when would I start the Holytone?
You start the Holytone right now. And then again in September. Thank you, everybody.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.